take a deep breath. Relax into this space. Breathe deeply. Feel the connection in your heart and in your body again to this land, to this earth, to the rocks, and even to the cold wind that embraces and goes through this space. Cold can be a powerful catalyst, just like any other element. It's all in our perception. So breathe with the cold. And feel and drop deeper into your heart, which is the quantum engine of your multidimensional being. Feel each other here, supporting each other on this journey, as we are now, we could say, halfway through the tour. And let your minds and thoughts rest and relax into the arms of spirit. As we're about to receive another message from the other side of the veil.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the fifth message on the ancient lands of the Navajo, the Dena, of what you called the Monument Valley Tour. It is cool and it's in the evening. And it's still. And you gather around, and yet again you listen to the words. I want to present to you very briefly something I'm going to call ultimate spiritual logic. And I present it to you in a fashion that should appeal to your mind. And the part of your mind that is not necessarily esoteric, and yet it's about spiritual things. More than spiritual things, it's about you, your body, your cellular structure, and your health. Inside each of you is something that you have named and you call innate. Others have called it the smart body. And it's been used by healers for a very long time. But dear ones, this is going to involve self-healing. And I want to present this briefly, but succinctly, so you'll understand the logic of these things. For years, those who have done what you have called kinesiology or muscle testing have called upon this innate to give messages that you cannot gather from your consciousness alone. Internally, your body is responsible for so many things, for its chemistry, for its health, for fighting disease, and all of these things seem to be hidden from you. You cannot even tell if a disease has attacked you until it hurts. That's not necessarily very enlightened, is it? And yet this is the way, at the moment, the human body works. But innate knows it at the second that the bacteria might affect you. You don't have to wait for it to hurt. It knows already. There are so many things that you don't know. If you've never tested, you really don't know what you're allergic to. You have to test. But innate knows. And so here's the premise. Kinesiology works. And it's been proven over and over that you can interrogate the innate. So right away, the premise is this. Innate is real. Not only that, it gives you messages. This may tell you something very important. Your body is listening and wants to help. Innate actually knows that your consciousness is at the moment in time disconnected. And so it is there all the time. And kinesiologists know it. Those who interview the body with other processes know it. Healers have known this forever and have tried to interrogate innate in each of you who wants to find out what is wrong, how to work with it, all of these things. It's real. Now stop this for a moment and, what my partner likes to say, turn the page. One of the most ancient healing techniques is called homeopathy. And the homeopathy is also something been proven for hundreds of years to work. Now, this involves the innate as well. For it is a signal or an instruction with tinctures taken under the tongue to innate to heal. A homeopathist is one who then prepares the tinctures for the instructions of the body. Now, if you haven't heard of this before, the tinctures are so small, there could possibly, no possible way, there could be a body reaction. And yet they work. And so you have innate listening at some degree for what you are putting into the tincture and giving instructions for healing. It works. The next thing I want to say is to extend the logic to the next phase. And the next phase is this. Recently, in the last 15 years, consciousness has been proven to be energy. So much so that even science is looking at that energy and how it might then react and act in physics, consciousness. Therefore, why not have something which we will call conscious homeopathy, where you could instruct your body to the same degree that a tincture of homeopathy would? The problem with this, dear ones, is it comes from inside you, and you cannot then disengage when you give your body instructions. There's emotion around it. A tincture has no emotion. It is a flat instruction to do something, and the body does it. So the missing piece for consciousness and healing is that you have to start understanding the process that you need with your own body to start instructing it. First of all, you may not know what to ask it specifically. You don't know the chemistry. You don't perhaps even know what might be wrong with you. So instead, your instructions would be to heal that which you don't understand, but what the innate does. Believe me, that is a bridge. If the innate hears that instruction, it knows what to do because it comes from the boss. It comes from the master, who is in charge of every cell. And yet the master is also doing something else. The master has an emotion that says, I sure hope this works. Sometimes the master is saying, please. When is the last time you had a tincture say, please? Do you understand where I'm going with this? And so the process and the exercise, if you want to have it, is an instruction that is in order. Without emotion, without wishing, without hoping, but a matter of fact, it is done. You're doing it because it works. How many centuries do you need of these things working through other processes, for you to understand it can also work the best way, and that is from the top down. Consciousness ordering cellular structure to do that which is the most healthy. Do you want to frame it? You'd say, innate, these are your instructions. I do not know what is hurting or why at this moment, but you're to go in and balance. And if there's something that needs to be shown to me that I don't know, you'll show it. These are the things that I am ordering you to do. Go do it. There's a tendency for all old compassionate souls to address their innate as though it were a person. And you say, thank you for this. Please, I'm so happy you're on board. It's on board. And you don't have to address it that way. You don't have to ask it. Because it always has its antenna up. And if you could interrogate innate right now, it would say, thank you for doing this. Because this is what we need. This is really what we need. We need instructions, not wishes. We need instructions and not hopes. Don't ask us. Tell us what to do. Because innate is you. It's survival. And we want you to stay a long time. This is the tip of the iceberg of where these things are going, of how to then manipulate your own consciousness in a way for yourself that your body will understand and work, that's different from meditating or praying for something. You're ordering your own cells to behave. And believe me, they are listening. You'll see. That's enough for now, as the sun has now disappeared completely. And here comes the cold. And so it is.